So beautiful it is, and everything of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is recorded. Full ayat goes like this, I'll give it with the translation. Qulu amanna, in the first rakat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will read this ayat. Qulu amanna billahi wa ma unzila ilayna wa ma unzila ila Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq wa Yaqub wa al-Asbati wa ma utiya Musa wa Isa وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. Say we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An ayat, this is the meaning of the ayat. Say that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what he has, what has been revealed to us, and in what was revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam and the descendants, and what was granted to Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and what was granted to all the messengers from their sustainer. We make no distinction between any of them. We make no distinction between any of the Anbiya alayhi salam. We have full love and full respect for all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. That is what is meant. But we make no distinction between any of them. And we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the second rakat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite this ayat. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. That when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had sensed disbelief from his people, he said, قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who will help me towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will help me? Who will assist me? So the disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they were known as the Hawariyin. So they said, قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. The disciples replied, we shall be the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shall be there to help you. We shall be the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they said, we believe in Allah, and you be the witness that we are indeed Muslims. That's why in another hadith, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Ansar, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam spoke to them, and they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are to you like how the Hawariyin was to Isa alayhi wa sallam, and we will be there for you, we won't leave you. They gave their commitment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what this ayat is speaking about, those disciples that gave their commitment to Isa alayhi salam. And in the second rakat, we said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat, we'll read the ayat and then we'll do the translation. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاهٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ تَوَلُّوا فَقُولُوا شَهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Say, O people of the book, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, O people of the book, referring to both the Jews and the Christians, come to a word that is common between us and you, so that we worship none but Allah, that we do not ascribe anyone as equal to Him, and that we do not take each other as gods besides Allah. If they turn away, then say, be witness that we are certainly Muslims. Two short hadiths and finish of this chapter. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qara fi raka'at al-fajr, qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, wa qul huwallahu ahad. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read in the two rakat sunnah to Fajr, Surah Kafirun and Surah Ikhlas. We notice that from all these ayats, that's why we did the translation also, we see these ayats have got to do with imaniyat and they got to do with ikhlas. The person's iman and the person's ikhlas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start the day like that, reinforcing and re-embedding and teaching us also. Start of the day with a firm footing on iman and a firm footing of ikhlas. Ikhlas means sincerity at all levels. When a person starts off with this ikhlas and he starts off with iman, and it comes in one riwayat that the sunnat of Maghrib Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also recite Surah Kafirun and Surah Ikhlas. So starting off the day with this imaniyat and ikhlas, and finishing of the day also with imaniyat and ikhlas, in other words, this whole day must be a day full of iman. Today, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite, yeah, this is most of the time. It is very easy for us that don't know the other ayat. We should try and read these ayat Surah Kafirun and Surah Ikhlas. One last hadith, finish of the chapter. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qal, رَمَقْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ شَهْرًا فَكَانَ يَقْرَوْ فِي الرَّكَعَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ الْفَجْرِ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ وَقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ رَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that I had observed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 1 month. 1 month I had observed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a young sahabi in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And he's saying that I observed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 1 month. And I had found that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite in the two rakats before Fajr. In the first rakat he would recite Surah Kafirun. in the second rakat he would recite, Qul huwallahu ahad. One point is important to note from here also, is that look at the desire of Sahaba. Today, every youngster has got some football star in his mind, and he's continuously looking at that football star. Every tweet that star had to give, this person knows about it. Every match that person is playing, he'll know which match he's playing. He'll know how many goals he scored for the season. He knows his name. He knows how much he's earning. He knows everything. But look at the youngsters at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's saying that I had observed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 1 month. And what is he observing? He's observing what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reading in the Sunnah. You can imagine how many other things they would have observed of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If just that Sunnah of Fajr is he's observed 1 month, how many other things as far as the aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they would have observed? This is what you call love. Love, the true love, is something that a person would always want to observe the beloved and see how he can learn from him and how he can take from him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us, give our youngsters, give all of us the tawfiq of looking into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, see how he did things, and we should make that part of our lives also. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillah.